Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
CM Punk is back in wrestling and I am still a little bit stunned. I mean, there was a time when I used to say, I don't think CM Punk will ever come back to the squared circle because he had this going on, he had that going on. And I was totally fine with it. I had made peace with it. I mean, he's a human being, he's an individual. He's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants. But let me tell you, just between us, thank Flabblesticks I was wrong. Because at AEW's The First Dance, the voice of the voiceless made his grand return. And it was one of the best wrestling comebacks we have ever seen. And if you don't think that, and you've gone, well, I didn't think it was that good, I totally believe you have no soul. You're like Bart and Milhouse, it's just floated away, and maybe you sold it for a dinosaur. It's just what all of this is about, and it made people happy. And as we have got to this point where we can talk about making people happy, yes, someone in the crowd was crying, and other dudes have been like, well, that was absolutely pathetic. What an absolute crock. Who would you rather be? A negative Nancy who just goes around poking people with their negative stick and deep down their tum-tum is massively miserable? Or a sobbing Simon who is enjoying life and is so invested in professional wrestling, water came out of their eyes. I mean, it wasn't me, but I wanted to call them sobbing Simon because I know which one I would pick. There's more to all of this though, and maybe it's the coolest part of all, and that is that CM Punk has just changed wrestling again. Why? Here's why. This whole idea ties right into the promo he did do on Rampage, where he said, hey, let me tell you a story, which of course was a throwback to the pipe bomb promo he did back in 2011. And of course, all of this was planned, or at least I'm sure he had it somewhere hidden in his brain, but my word, did it speak volumes about what CM Punk has done throughout his career. In case you haven't seen it, Punk talked about how he felt he left pro wrestling behind in 2005 and only returned to pro wrestling in August 2021 because in between those times he was at WWE doing sports entertainment. Now, he never said those words and he never said those terms, but I totally got where he was coming from. And for the absolute crazy people in the audience, yes, you are allowed to like both pro wrestling and sports entertainment. This is absolutely fine, but CM Punk was not making this point, and if you've missed that, I can't help you. Because look, I love WWE, but I can understand his frustrations. Just go back and listen to any of the stories he was telling after he had left the Fed. This was not a man in a good place. And it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. If you're not in a good place, you're not going to be a very happy person. Your mental health is probably going to be suffering, and that can never be the answer to nothing. Up here has to be number one. But let's not forget what was happening back then either, because Punk was the star of the Ring of Honor show. I mean, he was just doing incredible things, even when he was leaving to go to WWE, and he signed his World Wrestling Entertainment contract on the Ring of Honor title, just because he wanted to create some controversy and just because he wanted to create some buzz and because he wanted to put somebody else in ROH over before he left. If you've never seen this, you should change it. It ticks a lot of boxes. Nobody needed to do this either. While there was the usual crew that were like, oh, you sold out, that wasn't the case at all. And back in 2005, if you had long-term dreams about being a successful and a financially competent professional wrestler, you had to go to the quote-unquote big leagues, also known as, yes, WWE. As WCW was gone, TNA was not on the same level. So if you wanted that global buzz and you wanted that global audience, it went to Vince. But think of all it like this. Given the way that he left, and given that over time he did start to make an impression on Vince McMahon et al. And everything that went down there, he totally changed the game, along with Daniel Bryan, of course, as a two-pronged attack. Because all of a sudden, people that weren't 6'4 and 270 pounds were like, wait a minute, CM Punk is doing well in WWE. Daniel Bryan is doing well in WWE. Namely, I could do well in WWE, and the times were changing. The fact that Punk would explode in 2011 just doubled down on this, and even when he was champion for like 9,782 days, WWE still didn't treat him like the main event, and that's important. And before you want to argue that, there is a WWE pay-per-view out of there where our WWE champion was not in the main event, and John Cena was. And who was John Cena fighting? That's right, Johnny Laurinaitis. Case closed. Even still, we did just mention the second summer of Punk, the first, of course, coming in 2005 when he did leave Ring of Honor. And before it all went crazy with Kevin Nash and Alberto Del Rio Money in the Bank cash-ins, it was flubbing great. That promo, everything he did with Cena, the Money in the Bank when he ran away with the title, and sure, he came back way too soon, but it was still badass, and it got a lot of people involved in wrestling. And if nothing else, he was over like Rover, but it came down to the people, it came down to the fans. Much as they had done 6 years ago, they just wanted to support this guy, and they wanted to cheer and just give him all the good vibes in the world and hope that he would not only get to the top of the ladder, but he would stay there. And then we all know what did go down. It went horribly wrong, and Punk was out of the company a few years later. But let's just fast forward to where we are now. Of course, nobody knows what CM Punk means for AEW. But when you look at the fact they sold out the United Center, when you go back and re-watch that pop, learn about how much merchandise they sold, tie it into the past, well, there's every chance, yes, he's about to change the game for the third time. I mean, we can even take Twitter and YouTube into account. He destroyed Twitter, he destroyed YouTube, he still is, as I'm saying these words. Even my mum was a bit like, who is this CM Punk? That's not true, I'm massively exaggerating. My mum still thinks wrestling is called WWE, but it wouldn't have surprised me because you could just feel it in the air. What am I getting at? It's simple. Right now, AEW feels like it has all the buzz in the world, and AEW feels like it's cool. Like a bunch of lapsed fans, before we got to Rampage, wanted to see what was going on. But coming out the other side, at least in my stupid little world, that feels even bigger. Some guy that I know, very good friend of mine, that hasn't watched wrestling in like 6, 7, 8 years, messaged me going, did CM Punk come back? I said, yes. He said, can you send me the video? I said, yes. So I sent it to him. He said, wow, that looked cool. It reminded me of the Attitude Era. I know he's talking about, but that's what he said. Maybe I'll watch AEW next week. Also, never underestimate the power of a crowd noise this big. It makes the person who everybody's going, roar at, feel like a massive star and feel like something you don't want to miss out on. So when movie stars put their movies out, like, oh, I better go and see that, because I don't want to be the guy that says I didn't see what Tom Cruise did. I mean, it's massively different now, but that was the point back in the day, and it still works in wrestling too. So if this does help AEW and pushes it to the next level, then it was absolutely a worthwhile investment. And that doesn't mean all of a sudden they're doing 5 million viewers every week, but if that overall number keeps going up and up and up, and if that 35 to 49, whatever the hell demo people love, keeps going up and up and up, and then they bring Daniel Bryan in, and then they bring Bray Wyatt in, whatever else the hell they're going to do, it starts to build these foundations where it does become a serious contender to WWE, or, and more importantly, cements itself for the long term. And trust me, there are a lot of happy TNT campers right now. I mean, for the moment alone, they must be like, ha ha, bada bing, bada boom, we've done it. But also, as we have established here, wherever Punk goes, including the UFC, he brings a contingent along with him. There's more to this too, crazy, I know, where does it keep coming from? But what is CM Punk going to do at the All Out pay-per-view? He is going to fight Darby Allin. Why is he going to fight Darby Allin? Because AEW's MO since the day it was born was about making new stars. So even when you get away from merch numbers and ratings and blah, 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 if CM Punk comes in and helps the likes of Darby Allin, Jungle Boy and MJF, and he pushes them up too, then here we have a company that could go on for another 822 years. So they were doing brilliantly with this anyway, but now they've attached an even bigger rocket ship to it, and they're flying out to the moon. And you can disagree, and you can do whatever you want, but that makes me very excited. And look, we have to make the comparison, because if we don't, somebody in comments goes, well, I think this is going to happen. You're like, oh, well done, genius. You think the first person to come up with this. But as already mentioned, when WCW did the same, they had three guys, Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall. We've already got one now, it's CM Punk, number two will probably be Daniel Bryan. Number three now seems even more likely it's going to be Bray Wyatt, so we just put it out in the ether and we watch and see how it falls. None of us know, but I know that I want wrestling on all levels to be successful, and right now, that seems to be the way the cookie is crumbling. There ain't no cookie there. And this could be all baloney too, I know it could all turn out to be an absolute bust, especially, sure, to use some of the Twitter comments I've got, if AEW doesn't use CM Punk in the right way. But who truly believes that? Let's bring in case A, Sting. I mean, this is the best use of the legend that maybe we have ever seen since he left WCW. And if Punk comes in and does the same, well, he just will. Because never forget, back in 2011, we never got to see the CM Punk that we should have done because he wasn't WWE's guys. We've already talked about it. So this was an all-timer moment as far as I'm concerned, and I was pleased I could lay witness to it. And as a fan, that's literally all I need to care about. But yes, I really do think this could just be the start, and a game-changing shift is just around the corner. And I just want wrestling to explode again and everybody to love it. They were the days.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.